This is Professor Jeffrey Sachs commenting on the U.S.'s relationship to the war in Gaza.
The United States stands completely isolated globally for supporting Israel in this massacre. And the consequences of that are being felt all over the world in shifting alliances, in economic patterns, in changing geopolitical structures, even in the use of the dollar as currency and many other things. There is a seismic change of geopolitics underway in which the U.S. has chosen nearly total isolation in the world. I see it every day because my job is to be out in the world discussing issues of economic development and finance, the global economy, trade, the currency system. And what's happening is the U.S., so contrary to being what Biden in his fantasy thinks that the world looks to the U.S. for leadership, the world looks at the U.S. aghast. The U.S. stands alone with Israel. Of course, the world's even more aghast at what Israel is doing because we haven't had the real-time video feed of mass slaughter quite this way before. Of course, we've had war in our living rooms, on our social media or television broadcasts, but the real-time slaughter, and as President Erdogan said, of hospitals and schools, I would add mosques, apartment buildings. This is an attempt stated by the Israelis, although we don't want to hear it, so we try not to hear the actual words that are used, but to make Gaza uninhabitable. And that's got a purpose that also needs to be understood. Israel is not fighting Hamas. Israel is fighting for a greater Israel, which is a kind of messianic, biblical idea that now is in political ascendancy in Israel, that Israel has the right to control all of the area. It has the right to control the millions and millions of Palestinians because some zealots believe, and they are powerful right now. God said so in the book of Joshua sometime around the 5th century BC. And you can't really make this up because this is 21st century stuff, and right. It's devastating. And this is what we're siding with. I don't think Americans really understand what is motivating the Israelis. I don't think Americans understand the risk of this war widening very significantly, very dangerously, and very fast. This is what we're up against. And unfortunately, we have a president who's not effectively a president. I don't know what he is, but it's the worst foreign policy imaginable.